If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's 9:09 on the Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Rich Jones, Benjamin Fridkus, Christine Bellino, and Christine, you and I have been talking in recent days. I can't put words together. I am all hopped up on pain meds from a root canal yesterday, so I'm just like, whoa. But I'm here. Somewhere, somehow, there's a brain function. Go ahead and leave an open mic if you disagree. I'm sure you do. In the WOKV app, we have been talking in recent days about some of the local athletes who have seen their dreams come true with the Olympic trials and the Paralympic trials, and we've been able to document the story of one Morgan Ray, who we've gotten to know through our friend Matt Ray, who you get to work with here at WOKV and Cox Media Group. And I wanted to have you share the story of this incredible journey of your son as you're all back and bleary-eyed after the very long trip to Minneapolis and the trials. But overall, has he come down off cloud nine of you guys?
No. My wife said this morning, we were having coffee, and she goes, I think we need another day. I mean, yeah. Morgan and I went out and got, you know, he's off the training table right now. So he, you know, double cheeseburger in the airport. And last night he said, Dad, let's get some champagne. We didn't even have it last night. We were all so exhausted. We didn't get in until 3 or 4 yesterday morning. I can't even remember what day it is right now. But no, he's in the pool right now over at Bowles with his coach.
Man. So he qualified in 2 different events and he might be in some relays. Tell us about what he qualified for.
He qualified in the 100 meter breaststroke as well as the 200 IM, which we were a little surprised. I mean, we knew the breaststroke going in. He's ranked 4th in the world right now for the S6 for the men. And he actually dropped a lot of time. He hadn't swam the IM in a while, so it was kind of like a bonus event for him. And it's a 200 IM individual medley relay. And he dropped a lot of time. And the prelims went to 10th in the world. And then in the finals, he went to 9th in the world, I believe. So that was nice. And, yes, he's qualified for a couple of different relays also with the team.
And for those who don't know, what's S6?
S is swimming, and 6 is the category. I think there's 14 different classifications in Paralympics or any of the para sports where they, based on their abilities, one being the least, like a quadriplegic all the way up to S14, which is someone who's had a brain injury or something like that. Blind would be like 13 and 12s, I think. So.
And how was Morgan born?
Morgan was born with a condition called achondroplasia, which is the most common form of dwarfism. It happens in about 1 every 20 to 35,000 births. So he's short stature. He's about 4'5", 4'6", right around there. He'll always be that height. It's a slow growth in the growth plate of the bone. So he'll never be an average height person, but he still has all the muscle development and mental capabilities that anyone else would have. So,
and how did he get into swimming? And you and your wife and your boys, how did you support him in his journey to ensure that what is quote unquote a disability is not something that pulls him back from being able to achieve incredible dreams in his life?
Well, we're so grateful to the para community, but it really started in the little people community. For him, he was able to compete with the Dwarf Athletic League, Athletic Association. But even before that, you know, Morgan will tell you that his older brother was his inspiration. We have 4 boys. Morgan's the second of the oldest. I tried to expose them to the sports I loved, which were baseball, soccer, basketball, you know, growing up when you could play 3 sports. Now everything's year-round. You have to, pick your sport when you're 6. But, we got them developed and they were exposed to a lot of different sports. They picked swimming through summer league at our St. John's Golf and Country Club. From then he went on to year-round at Bowles with their late-night program.
When did you see the magic in him?
He's...
Athletically, at least. We all see it when they're born.
Yeah,
they're,
right? You know, every kid's got the magic if your parents are just present and watch it. It was his hunger. I mean, I think the sparkle for him probably started Miranda Uhle, who's from Gainesville. She swims with the Gator Swim Club. She was in the 2016 Beijing Olympics, and she won gold medal, and she's a little person. And she's in our North Florida chapter of little people, and she came over to the house for one of the meetings, and she brought her gold medal. And Morgan was, 6, 7 then, whatever, But anyway, he's watching him see that medal. He was already swimming. But I think that's when he, and I have it written down, I'll probably post it, where he said, I'm going to be a Paralympian. You know, and it was that inspiration. And he's hoping to do that now to the younger para-athletes as well, you know, inspire them.
So. And he just missed out for Tokyo,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did. He was the first alternate during the COVID Olympics, they call it. And he was by, you know, 0.26 of a second. And that's how this brutal this business is, this sport is. But he's actually helped mentor a lot of those who are now alternates on this team. And he's also talked to the team about, you know, giving them proper exposure as being the first alternate, because it wasn't always celebrated even for that achievement, you know, as being the first alternate. Yeah, you're not going with the team. They won't travel with the team. But still, that's an accomplishment in itself.
So. What did you learn about him after he just missed out from Tokyo? Because he learned a lot about himself, I would imagine.
Well, never give up. You know, he trains in silence all the time. He trains with average ability athletes, so he has not got the rest time on the wall. When they're doing sets, they come back in and they rest. Morgan's coming back in. He hits the wall. He's right back out chasing them. So he's working harder than most people in the pool. I don't think a lot of people realize that all these para athletes have to train harder. Allie Truitt, I don't know if you've heard of her. She made the team also with him. She's a D1 swimmer, went to Yale. She graduated last year. On her senior trip, her foot was bitten off in the Bahamas.
Wow.
Barely 12 months ago. She immediately got in. Somebody got a hold of her, put her into para sports, D1 athlete, and now she's rocking it. And she made the team also.
Pretty incredible.
Talking to her parents, and they're like, wow. You know,
so he's training today.
He's training today. Bulls is, you know, we're so grateful to the Bulls program. Greg Troy back in the 80s started the late night program. It was just Bulls high school swimming. But they got tired of getting beat by Randy Reese, this coach that a lot of people know around here was at Episcopal. So they hired Greg Troy. He started the late night program in the 80s. He went on, both Reese and Troy, both legends at University of Florida coaches. Sergio Lopez coached Morgan 10 years ago. He's out of Virginia. Now it's Peter Verhoff, who's their head coach, the overall program. Morgan's coach, though, we're so thankful for Alexis Keto, Coach Keto on Instagram. She's a late night coach, and she went out to trials with him. She's his whisperer. She knows how to calm him at the right moment and also when to juice him and tell him, let's go, Morgan.
And he's not the only Bulls product that's going to be in the games. Now,
no.
Paralympics, yes, but in the Olympics, we've got some well-known names in swimming.
Yeah, Caleb Dressel, also part of the late-night program. Our boys grew up watching Caleb swim from Green Cove. Ryan Murphy also trained with Morgan. They know each other out at the training center.
Is that not the best? His exposure to these incredible athletes, it's phenomenal.
It never fails the sources of inspiration that they find. And you guys need to be commended as well, because it takes a great deal of dedication as the family to see this through.
Thank you. And I will say there's many mornings. People don't realize, you know, swimming is one of those sports you have to have a pool, obviously. If it's track, you can go run and train at home. You got to go to a pool. If you don't have a pool, you got to travel. We live World Golf, St. John's Golf area. So, you know, early morning practice, because they do quite a bit of two-a-days. My wife is up with Morgan, you know, at 4:30 before he can drive, driving him up to morning practice.
Right.
I'm picking him up afterwards at 7:30. So, yeah, it's a family affair.
You're she's the CEO of the household.
I don't know what I am. I'm the Sherpa. I'm the team Sherpa, because that's what I was doing all weekend, you know, carrying luggage, running for meals. But she is... She's the oil in the machine.
So are you all set? You both are going to Paris?
She bought tickets in November. That's how strong her faith is.
All right.
And we've got airline tickets. She got a hotel for us, you know, and bonjour.
Have you been to Paris?
I have never been to Paris.
What an incredible.
You will have to give us live updates from Paris.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are the dates he'll be swimming? Do we know yet?
I know that I know that I'm going the 28th. Through September 8th, he will be, you know, depending on the relays. I think his first swim day is Thursday. I want to say his breaststroke, which is it's his meat and potatoes.
Oh, and I've seen him in the pool, man. He is incredibly fast. And just a great presence around the deck as well. We've seen him at some of our kids were involved in the swimming program, and they were at meets. And he's just, I mean, he's a Paralympian, mm-hmm. and I'm sitting here looking at this kid interacting with middle school kids and just being super helpful with them. I just love that about Maury. He's an incredible person. He's an incredible human being and obviously an out-of-this-world athlete. So y'all are blessed. Congratulations.
We're very, very proud of him. We're proud of all of our boys. But Morgan right now is really getting his true deserves, I think.
So. And so Bowles going to send him off tomorrow?
Tomorrow, about 5 o'clock, I think the team is sending him off on their official launch. He'll fly back out to the training center after the 4th where, you know, he can have some burgers with his brothers. Everybody... hopefully he's going to be able to make it back in town. We've got, you know, 2 in college and 1's in the Navy, the oldest is. So hopefully we'll all be able to have a family celebration over the 4th.
Enjoy it. Y'all have earned it. Morgan has earned it, but the entire Ray family has really swarmed him with the support, the love, and all the resources that are available. Matt Ray, we love working alongside you and cheering along as we see Morgan competing with Team USA at the 2024 Paralympic Games. Sounds cool to say. WOKV News Time, 9:20.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.